grand rising and priming powerful beings. Shout out to you. It's the Holistic Motivator, and today I'm going to be talking about fasting to break strongholds and stepping into your purpose. Fasting to break strongholds and stepping into your purpose is about understanding that there are some things holding you back from doing everything that God has in store for you. There are some parts of your procrastination, whether it's self-limiting thoughts like feeling like you're not good enough to do what you were called to do and you had it in you to do it, but yet you still don't feel like you're good enough. Sometimes you got to show your body that, first of all, my spirit leads this bus, not my body. And you got to consecrate yourself so you can hear what it is that you need to do. So keep tapping into this episode of Ed Talks Daily as I talk about fasting to break strongholds and step into your purpose. Let's get it. All right. This podcast is all about growth in all aspects of your life. How do you solidify a healthy mindset, holistic mindset that will lead to a healthy body, healthy relationships, and in-tune spirit? If you want to join me on this journey to becoming the best version of ourselves, then this podcast is for you. Once again, if you want to subscribe, go to edtalksdaily.com and you can get access to recordings that you can listen to on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. So let's get to the subject. Fasting to break strongholds. Now, a lot of people don't necessarily know what the word stronghold is, but it's something that got a hold on you, and it's so strong that you sometimes feel stuck. You feel like your full potential is not realizing. You feel like there's more for you to do, but you don't have the energy, you don't have the vitality, and you don't have the clarity. A lot of times, we don't have the energy and vitality and clarity because we're often consuming a bunch of food, and all of that food actually clouds you. A lot of people think that when you fast, you're not gonna have energy, but a different form of energy kicks in. You actually be able to wake up earlier, go to sleep earlier, be more stern in your thinking, your mind becomes clear, and you actually get some insights that normally you wouldn't get. But the power of fasting is more than just the physical benefits, but it's the spiritual enlightenment that comes from it. So we don't really just fast for the health benefits, we fast to get closer to God. Once we have that other aspect of it, then we're actually really fasting. And we live in an age where there's a lot of fast, a lot of detox programs, and it's really just about for your health. But a lot of people are actually going for their health, but they're foregoing their spiritual health. So I want to empower you for you to go tap into your spiritual health, because everything that we do to heal ourselves from a spiritual perspective actually helps our body heal. Now, fasting gets your body in a state of autophagy where your cells actually are creating better cells to then go and combat and kill out the old cancer-creating cells, disease-creating cells. So we really get out of our way so that our body can naturally heal itself. So when we connect to God, not only does that God communicate to us, God put a formula inside of us for self-healing. So if somebody comment, I am self-healing, I am self-repairing, I am like my cells repair itself when I get out of the way of it. Somebody yesterday said, every time I go to the doctor, they tell me I need to add this, I need to add that, right? Here's this thing to take for that. She was like, man, I need to do more subtracting. And I found that to be such a great word that I'm still quoting her today. Like, we need to do more subtracting so God can add more. So the more subtracting we do, subtracting from red meat, subtracting from excessive salt, subtracting from sugary drinks, subtracting from toxic environments, subtracting from self-limiting thinking, subtracting from all these things, it literally adds on so much blessing into your spirit. So the math ain't always mathing if you got to add more to the problem, right? It's like you already have an effect that's a full effect. Now they're giving you things with more side effects. You got to take yourself to the side and say, yo, I need to think about what effect this is having on me right now. What effect is it really helping me, or is it actually not helping me? So a lot of people, they actually correlate fasting with starvation. Fasting is not starvation. Fasting is not deprivation. Fasting is actually empowerment. Somebody comment in the chat, when I fast, I actually empower myself to heal. When I fast, I actually empower myself to break the strongholds. The strongholds are broken. right? The things of my spirit that's been bothering me are broken. The things in my life that I know I ought to shift out of are broken, right? The chains are breaking. Why? Because I am free. Fasting actually frees you from your very own habits. Fasting frees you from toxic thoughts. Fasting raises your vibration, frequency. Fasting actually gets you closer to the Creator. Now, fasting also prepares you for what you were born to do. Let me tell you something. You was actually born to do something. You wasn't just born here to just go work, pay your bills, go back home and just be like, man, I'm doing it all over again. You were born to actually create something. So say to yourself, comment, I was born to do something. I was born to create something. I was born with a purpose, and I'm gonna turn that purpose into a vision and a mission for my life. Now, when we are going to do big things, we gotta make big sacrifices, but it's actually not even a sacrifice, but it's an opportunity. So sometimes we gotta give some stuff up to grow up. We gotta give some stuff up to grab onto. We gotta make space for the blessings that's about to come to you. So you want blessings for your health, you want healing, make space for it. You want great relationships, make space for it. You want vitality, make space for it. Now it's a preparation for the revelation of what you are and what you have in you. And you have greatness within you. Like Les said, you got something special. Yeah, we got greatness inside of you. Therefore, we have to get rid of the toxins that's getting in the way of the greatness. So fasting is not deprivation. Fasting is not lack, but it's abundance. I am abundant enough that I can go without, go within, and get everything that I've been going without. And what I mean by that is, when you go in within, you actually find out that what you've been looking for was lying dormant underneath the toxicity of the decisions you made thus far. I understand that I've made some decisions in the past that did not serve me, and I accept that it was. But now that I know better, I'm gonna do better. Now that I realize that there's more in store for me, I'm gonna open up, clear up the storehouse for the blessings to be received. God is like, I got something for you, but I can't just give it to you. I gotta do it through you. Fasting allows you to be a conduit so God can do it through you. The pipe is clogged, so God can't put his blessings down the pipe. So therefore you gotta clear the pipe. And when I'm talking about the pipe, not just of the spirit, but I'm talking about the pipe of your small and large intestines. I'm talking about the pipe of your guts. I'm talking about your arteries are clogged up, right? You're so much in dis-ease that you're not at ease to do what God called you to do. So when you're able to be at ease, at peace, clear, guess what happens? You say, hey, I got a purpose and I'm gonna do it. Now, before I do important things, I like to fast. Well, before I do a speech, I'm going to a workshop, I'm gonna fast for the whole weekend because I wanna be able to be a clear reservoir so that I can receive. But guess what? Don't just be a reservoir for reception, be a lake that keeps on flowing. Now, when you have stagnation, a block, then the lake doesn't keep flowing. A river doesn't flow. You don't wanna just be a lake, you wanna be a river that flows through various cities. That guess what? Your arteries are clear, so now your mission is clear. Your arteries are clear, so now you're able to reach more people with your gift. Your business will prosper after your fast. Your revelations of what to do will help you prosper during your fast. A lot of great things in my life, healing happened after fast, revelations happen after fast, growth happens after fast, and growth happens during. So you get a blessing during, you get a blessing after, but guess what? You're gonna need a little courage during too. Because when you fast, you're actually giving up carnal pleasures for a spiritual purpose. So we're fasting, we're gonna get benefits to heal, but we do it for a spiritual purpose. So that way we're saying, God, I'm consecrating myself because I know you got something for me to do, for you to do through me. Since you got something for you to do through me, guess what I'm about to do? I'm about to show you that I really, really care about what you have to do through me. Fasting shows God that, yo, I care about your mission more than my own pleasures. It's not that some of the things I'm doing is so bad. You gave us food to eat, Lord. But guess what? I want more food of the Spirit. When you ask for more food of the Spirit, you also reap the fruits of that spiritual fruit that you're gonna get. So you need to get more spiritual food than physical food, because spiritual food will feed you in a way that physical food won't. So we go a little bit with our physical food so we can get spiritual food. Now let's talk about purpose. Purpose is so important, y'all. Some of the diseases that you're having in your body is due to the lack of purpose. You're like, why get up and take care of my health if I'm not going anywhere? Life is just the same. I might as well soothe my dissatisfaction with my food that I eat. But when you have a purpose, you're going to do whatever it takes to achieve that purpose. You understand that, yo, if I don't have energy to sit and write down things, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get that energy. If I'm clogged up and I can't hear what I need to do next, I'm going to do whatever it takes. You get better when you have purpose in your life. You get better when you have vision. Vision pulls you forward. It's like a pull towards the future. So the present becomes a present. Your presence becomes more important than actually soothing what you can do with a coping mechanism rather than healing so you can grow to do what you want to do. Let me tell you something.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you really say, look, I'm going somewhere, things are going to happen all around you. You're going to see things happening all around. You're going to look around. You're going to see chaos all over. But you're going to, in the midst of chaos, you're going to be like, I'm going somewhere. I don't care what's going on. I remember when 2020 came, some people was worrying. I was like, oh, God, oh, this is my opportunity to serve. I'm going somewhere. How can I be there? And I started this, like me really doing all these lives and starting the tribe and doing all these things came out of chaos. Why? Because I knew I had a vision of where I'm growing. And I was like, yo, my gift is here to serve in the midst of chaos. Like in the midst of calamity, I'm so calm that I'm able to bring prosperity to the table. I'm able to bring my best self here. Even though people are scared, people are fearful, I'm going to be on the front. Why? Because I have a vision. When you're fasting, you say, I don't care about what vision they have of the future. I actually have a vision. God told me something. If God told me something, that means it's going to come to pass. That means this too shall pass for my dreams and goals to come to pass because God ain't never lied. Let me tell you something. God ain't never lied. He told you something because guess what? You can do it. I can do it. Yes, you can do it. You can do it. Yes, I can do it. Shout out to Sandra, the artist. Appreciate you, Sandra. So guess what? Not only can you do it, God's going to do it. God's going to give it to you. He going to give it to you. God's going to give it to you. Where are my believers at? Now, you got to believe, right? Because guess what? You have to have such faith that nothing can waver you. Not your fears, not your doubts, not people's opinions. You're like, I got somewhere to grow. You could put your opinion somewhere else. I'm not even hearing what you said. Oh, yeah, you just said that. Oh, you don't believe. I believe. I don't care what you got to say. I'm going to heal. Let me tell you something. Somebody says, I heard fasting can help get rid of cancer cells. Absolutely. Why? Because God created your body to be self-repairing, self-healing, and really it's our self getting in the way of the healing. But guess what? Your self can also get it, help you healing occur. So the same self that gets in the way of your healing can get in the way to help you heal. The same self. So you're like, yo, the same person that's indulging right now is the same person that can be disciplined and heal? Absolutely. It's not a different spirit. It's just that now you're more by the spirit, less by the flesh. It's literally you against you. It's the self that does that. That's just like, yo, I'm just going through the motions. And it's the self that says, I'm actually in motion towards something. If you go through the motions, you're just going through the motions. But if you have a motion towards somewhere, you're growing in motion. When you're growing in motion, you're growing somewhere. Somebody says, where are you going? You said, nah, that's not the wrong question. That's a good question. But better question is, where am I growing to? So every single day I get out of my way so I can grow to where I want to grow. Every day I get out of my way so I can grow to another level. And the hand of God is going to come in. Right? A lot of people don't want to give homage to the creator. They make themselves a God. And that's an issue. Why? Because we have a Father in heaven. We have a Father in heaven. And guess what? Would you not want to go to your Father for some help? Your Creator for some guidance? He who had created it all and put the essence of life in everything? Would you just want to depend on your own self? Would you not want to go to the Creator of it all? What I'm letting you know is you go to everybody for help. You go to everybody for help. And sometimes you go to the food for help and it doesn't help. Even some of your Western doctors doesn't help. You got to go to God. So God says, meet me at the middle. I'll help you walk the path. Make a decision. Yes, you're going to have faith, but put in the works and I will work in your life. Have faith in me and I will fortify your temple. Where am I growing to? What is it I have to bring here? The Creator knows what purpose it has for your life, but give him credit. Give him credit and give homage. Humble yourself. Humility is actually the ultimate goal, the way to prosperity. A lot of people think because I humble myself before God, it means that now I'm just like, I'm not tapping into my power. The best power is in humbleness. The greatest amongst you will be a servant. So God calls you to be yet a king, yet a servant. But we got to learn how to serve, yet rule and dominion. He gave you dominion over this earth, but he says, praise me, follow me, and I will lead you the way. But the thing is, we try to lead ourselves like we know everything. Let me tell you something. As much as you know, you don't know everything. I don't know everything. In fact, I know nothing but what God whispers to me in the dark. I know nothing but what God flows through my conduit. All I know is that I'm a vessel to be used. So I say, how do I clear my vessel so God can use me? So I clear my vessel enough so when you watch my videos and you're like really motivated, yet you may say, I don't believe in God, but you're really empowered by my videos. Well, if you believe in me, then you got to believe in God because God is working through this. You think I'm just doing this all by myself? You think I'm a wordsmith? No, God unlocked the keys of my heart. He's the locksmith. He unlocked it. He broke the chains. He put the key in the chains. The chains broke. And now I'm sharing with you the freedom from my bondage that God did. Who did it? God did. Who did it? God did. What did I do? I opened up the door for God to do it. I gave praise to him. Look, I tried to fast on my own and just be like, I'm going to fast. I'm going to do it for the physical benefits. And then I will so-called manifest. I had that period in my life where I thought if I fasted and I do it on my own, the power in me is going to be able to break all of these things. When I fasted and say, God, what do you want me to do? He did it. When I fasted and said, God, can you break these chains? He broke it. When I fasted and I sought God, things happened. I was in both where I thought that all I had to do is do the thing and the thing will work. But when I started to say, let me be a type of person, God worked within me. So if you see me thriving, don't praise me, praise God. If you see me growing and empowering and reaching, don't praise me, praise God. If you see me being a blessing to you, say, oh, all glory goes to the Creator who actually is using Ed for his purpose and his will. So here's the thing. Your purpose is actually God's purpose, but it can only be done through your will. His purpose and will be done on earth when you're willing enough to say, God, let your will be done through me. You get what I'm saying? So guess what? His purpose can be your purpose, but you got to be willing. And you got to say, yes, God gave me an ability to be like him because he made me in his image and he gave me a will to make a decision. So you know what? I'm going to make a decision to serve the God that gave me that will. I mean, guess what? You think you just got here by accident? You think how all of these things, I'm seeing the cats playing. They're like kids who doesn't speak. They're just playing and enjoying. They're just living. And they have, you can see the love of God in everything. So where do you think that love came from? The Big Bang? The Big Bang just happened and then love came? No, God is love. The love that lies within you is the Spirit of God. That's the Spirit of God. And guess what? We have to say, I'm going to stop trying to do my own plan. I'm going to tap into God's plan. So guess what you got to do? You got to say, well, Yeshua, what do you want me to do? Jesus, what do you want me to do? Father in heaven, what is it that you want me to do on earth? You brought me here to do something. I know you got a purpose for my life. Yahweh, what's your way? Jehovah, what is your will? Like the guess what? When we go to God, we grow to reveal God's character in ourselves. So when people see you, they're going to compliment your spirit because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And everything you do, you're going to be prosperous in it because you are. And the wicked will be under your feet, right? They will try to condemn you. But guess what? They will be under your feet. Why? Because when God is with you, nobody can come against you. Somebody comment, when God is with me, nobody can come against me. Nobody, no forces will be able to come. The forces they have set out for you to put you 6 feet deep, God's going to actually put you up. The deep they're trying to put you down, God's going to root you 6 feet deep. He's going to make your roots go down into the ground. And then the tree is going to shoot up. But guess what? When we fast and consecrate, we say, God, I'm ready to bear fruit so I can feed your people. I'm ready to bear fruit so I can be valuable both in the marketplace and in your kingdom. A lot of people think we're doing this because we want to go to heaven. I don't remember the last time I thought about following God because of going to heaven. I just know that's done. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate that. But God, what do you want me to do here on earth? I'm not literally doing my work here because I want to go to heaven. My works is not going to bring me to heaven. My works is just going to allow heaven's work to do on earth. Because he put us here. In fact, we would have stayed here had the first man didn't do what he did. We would have been here forever. So I'm not trying to go to heaven by doing right. In fact, I don't even care the blessings that God's going to give me in heaven for doing his work. My purpose is, God, if I'm here and you blessed me to be here, you gave me all these gifts, what else is there for me to do under the sun but to serve you and do your purpose and your will? And it's so fulfilling. It's just so fulfilling. Like you wake up, it's like, yo, it's another day. It's another day in the playground of the Creator. Okay? So a lot of people be saying this. Yo, Ed, I love how you talk about God, but I think God is in us. I'm not all about religion. I'm about relationship. I'm like, me too. I serve the Most High God. He talks to me all of the time. I'm not fighting for religion. I'm fighting for the kingdom. I'm reading the word and doing what God told me to do in the word. But you can't be, I'm not about religion and not go to the word. The book is not religious. The book is about Jesus and his works. The book is about from the creation of time. It is a blueprint for how to live your life. It is the most God help, self-help book in the entire world. It's the best selling book ever. It's on the top charts. It never went down. It's the book that will always be the book of all books, the best books of all time. It's the best book of all time. Somebody said, okay, are you just because I pray, I praise, I speak the name of the Lord, and I share his word, doesn't mean that I'm religious. It just means that I'm in tune with what the word says for me to do. Jesus didn't come with a religion. He said, I am the way. I am the way. If you want to go through the Father, you got to come through me. That's what he said. He said, if you want to go through the Father, you got to come through me. You got to repent from your sins. And you got to accept me as a person. You got to confess that Jesus is Lord. So you can't go to God without entering to Jesus. The intermediary to connect to God is giving praise to Jesus, the Son of God. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people now, their minds are shifting because now they're letting knowledge of men get out of the wisdom of Christ. They're fighting for things they heard, but they have not heard. They're fighting for things they have that other people are convicting them mentally, that they're not allowing the spirit to convict them from a spiritual perspective. So now they're actually not speaking from the spirit. They're speaking from their mind. And I am very compassionate towards them because I wish they could know the truth because I know the truth will set them free. So most people would be like, well, Jesus is the white man's religion. I don't really understand that part. I don't know. The Bible didn't mention race. Like we're one human race. We're so busy finding racial issues that we're not focusing on how God created us. He put the spirit of man. He put the spirit of man. And man, he never said, let there be white, black, Asian. Human constructs. He made us differently. He allowed us to speak in different tongues. He made us uniquely. He gave all of us a different form, like, because that's how God created everything. The tiger does not look like the lion. The lion does not look like the zebra. The zebra does not look like the elephant. But all of them have the same spirit. So people will use your pain so that they can sell what they want to sell to you. So that way you can stay in the dark claiming it's light. That's how the kingdom of darkness does its work on earth. And I want to remind you that God got something to do through you. He's going to give you eternal life. But you got to seek first the kingdom of God and all of these things. You will drink from a well where you will never thirst. You got to connect to the vine. And to connect to the vine, you got to seek God. Seek my face and you'll find it. If you love me and you seek me with all your heart, you will find God. Some people are trying to find God in crystals. Some people are trying to find God in tarot cards. Some people are trying to find God through all forms of fake mediums. And they're not going to the mediator called Jesus Christ. And I want to ask you something. How have you felt from that? Do you have peace? Do you hear the voice of God? Do you see miracles happening in your life? Are you walking a blessed path? Does the light shine out of you? Is your soul still in trouble? Then guess what? Somebody had to have been lying to you. Don't take my word for it. Take what the Spirit says to you when you say, Jesus, I acknowledge that you are the Savior and I want to seek your face. I'm going on a fast because maybe I've been led astray. Maybe somebody hurt me that was in the church before. But guess what? Jesus said, they hurt you, not me. Right? They were trying to just have a structure for their own church. They chose a path to go to have a denomination so they can do it in their way. But their heart was not completely off. They still give homage to me, Jesus Christ. It's just that they had these rules of man. And there's nothing wrong with certain rules and regulations. It's just that God didn't come for those rules. He came from his kingdom principles. So if you've been hurt before because of somebody's construct, go to God and he's going to construct a new mind in you. And you're actually going to learn the way. Once you know the way will set you free. And let me tell you something. Fast and you will learn what the way is. Seek the Lord with all your heart and you'll find it. Knock and the door will be open to you. Ask and you will be answered. But asking comes with sacrificing and consecration. Asking, knocking comes with, I have a purpose. And God, please reveal to me what that is. Asking is, I am sick, heal me. And now give me the strength and fortitude to work towards my healing. A lot of us are praying, but we're not acting in the spirit that we prayed. We can't have the spirit of healing and think negative thoughts that I'm going to be sick forever. We can't pray in the spirit of prosperity and be in the thoughts of lack. We can't pray in the spirit of I want you more than anything, but you can't go 7 days without eating, or you can't change what you're eating. You can't let go of the food. You got to choose between the masters of the flesh and the master of the spirit. Master of the flesh says this, you know what? I'm going to do whatever I need to take to get mine here on earth to soothe my pain. God says, when you come to me, I'm going to heal it. Do you want soothing or do you want healing? Let me say that again. Do you want soothing or do you want healing? Do you want coping or do you want healing? God says, I got healing for you. I got healing for you. And guess what? If you want to heal, come to me. If you want to keep going back to somebody, go to them. Some people are not building God's kingdom. They're building their own little kingdom. And if they don't lead you to God, then they're actually, I'll just say like it is, they're a false prophet. If you go to anybody and they only lead you to how they are doing something in the marketplace and they claim to be for your spirit. Now, if somebody's doing a business, they don't have to lead you to God. They're running their business. That's their business. That's how marketplace works. Buying a product for a service. But if anybody says, I want to connect you to your divine self or God, and they don't lead you to Jesus, then they're leading you astray. Why? Because their words would be very sweet. It's sweet in the ears, but it's bitter in the heart. So don't hear sweet words and be bitter. Hear the word of the Spirit in your, it will resonate with your soul. There's a resonance of truth that knowledge doesn't have. You can hear knowledge and you hear it, but in your heart, you hear truth. I need you to start listening to what you hear in your heart. If their hearts were not hardened, and if they changed their ways and seek my face, they would actually find me. But their hearts are hardened, and they don't seek my face, so they can't find me. So God is trying to say, listen, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart with knowledge. Harden not your heart with the pagan activities. But go ahead and seek the kingdom, and I will add all of these things to you. Listen, fast, stay steadfast, strongholds will be broken. Stay steadfast, your spirit will be washed. Fast, your healing will happen. Fast, and God will show you a way out of your trauma. Fast, and your dreams will come to pass. Fast, and you will heal and help other people heal. Fast, and you'll step into purpose. Fast, and all of the things that you want is gonna be added onto you. Now listen up, y'all. I am growing with my tribe in a powerful fast as we speak, and I want to invite y'all to tap in. Now, guess what? All I do is give the counsel so that the Holy Counselor can do the rest of the counseling. I just help you with the knowledge of this is how to do it, this is how to do it, and the encouragement that I'm doing right now. So if you go to my website, internalsprinkling.com, right now I'm helping people fast. But guess what? You got to take some sort of action. Because guess what? I set up systems, text messages, videos, Zoom calls, detox program, detox kit to help you in that process. And I'm able to help you make it happen if you didn't know how to make it happen. So guess what I want you to do? I want you to go to internalspringcleaning.com and join. Join this fast that we got going on. It's not too late. We're just on the second day. So it's actually a really great time. So go ahead and join the detox program, join the fast, and you'll be able to get access with powerful beings on the same journey. When many come together in my name, great things are going to happen. That's what Jesus said. So when we come together and we say we're consecrating ourselves, we're doing it together, the encouragement you get from the collective is going to help you. The instruction you're going to get is going to help you. And the encouragement you're just going to get from me is also going to help you. So if you've been meaning to fast, but you don't know how to do it, you've heard how to do it, but you haven't applied it, then it just means you need a little support, you need a little guidance. And what I'm inviting you to do right now is after this video, go to internalspringcleaning.com and you're going to be able to access what I have to offer. Now, somebody says, shouldn't I just go straight to God? Obviously, that's where you need to go. Not to me. First of all, I can't help you break the strongholds, but I can help you stay steadfast to break them. I can motivate you, right? God appointed people to do certain work. Now, I'd be like, yo, move, breathe, meditate, exercise, eat healthy. I'd be like, praise God, seek the word, because we need that. Because guess what? Yes, we get the word, but we need to have our temple clear. We need to have our temple clear, because if we don't have our temple clear, then our pipes are clogged. And when our pipes are clogged, it's going to be very hard for us to be a conduit so God can use you. So my purpose is to help people live holistically. And there is no holistic without holy. There's no holistic without the Holy One, without the Spirit. So that's why now I don't just be like, bro, okay, we're doing this for a physical. Yes, we're doing this to help you with IBS or anxiety, or help you restore your health, or get off blood pressure medication, or help you with your diabetes. No, I'm like, bro, we're actually doing this. You're going to get those as a secondary to getting closer to God, right? So that's what makes me different than a lot of other people, is because we are incorporating it in a format where actually we're getting both the physical yet spiritual benefits. We're getting the counsel yet the community. We're actually reading a book called The Purpose of the Power of Vision. So while we're doing the fast, we're actually focusing on the power of vision. And we're reading books from Miles Monroe. When we're reading the power of vision, when we're talking about vision and our purpose and our giftings and our callings. So all of this is actually going to help you in the next season of your life, because we have 6 months left of this Gregorian year. We got 6 months left. Let's make the next 6 months the best 6 months. We're going through to the summer solstice. So there's a transitional period between seasons. So now it's a great time to do some spring cleaning so that way when you get into the next season, you can start reaping. You can sow some other seeds for the next season. So guess what? Now, in between this time period, it's actually one of the best times to fast. Right, not just when the seasons change, but right the first 21 days. Guess what? On the 21st day is the transition between spring and summer. So this is the perfect time for us to actually fast. This is one of the best ones. So we already started this detox program from the first. So guess what? We're gonna actually, today is not too late to join. It's the perfect day. So we're on day two. And I'm actually gonna show those of you who are on Facebook how it looks like. So this is how it looks like. Every day you get a journal prompt like this, you get a whole video, right? We get journal prompts, you get all access to all of these things here. You get what you need to do day by day, right? So this was day one. This is what you need to do for day one. You get in the instructions, you get text messages with the instructions, you get a detox, you get access to something called Mighty Networks, which is a community where you can go in and you be able to tap into everything from a structural day two, day three. Every day you're progressively letting stuff go. And because you're progressively doing it, you don't have to, you see, because you're progressively doing it, everything becomes much easier because you're not doing everything all at once. The reason why a lot of people don't succeed is because it's not, they don't first try, is that they try to do it all at once. And when you try to do things all at once, your body's overwhelmed. Okay, so when your body gets overwhelmed, you actually don't make it through as easy. And then we actually go through it. Look, this is the recipe. These are the things that we're doing. Everything is so clear. You're getting text messages. So it's going to be very helpful. So first of all, Laura, you got to go to internalspringcleaning.com. And then the detox kit is on my website, which is theholisticmotivator.com/shop. All right, so those are the two things. First, get to internalspringcleaning.com, and then from there, you're going to get all the major details and what you need to do. So once again, if this is something that you're interested in, make sure you go ahead and sign up. Don't miss the opportunity. Invest in your health and your vitality. You know, you spend money on types of things. Spend a few bucks just to help you grow so you can actually get access, get to the community, get into the daily Zoom calls, get a community to support you, tap into the book club, and do the Rising Primes with us, and it's going to help you a whole lot. So that is my message, and I am absolutely sticking to it. I'm so confident in the benefit of what I'm telling you about. Therefore, I can guarantee you that you're going to get benefits from it, that I can just say, listen, take the leap. Take the first step. Walk into the door and see what happens after you walk. First, you must seek wisdom and understanding. And when you do that, That's the doorway to prosperity. Wisdom and understanding, and that's the doorway to prosperity. Once again, you could tap in live to all my live videos on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok as The Holistic Motivator. Same name everywhere. I'm The Holistic Motivator everywhere that you go. And I have a tribe of wellness seekers, teachers, entrepreneurs, part of the Holistic Lifestyle Tribe. And we grow together every day and we empower and support one another. So if you've been kind of doing things alone and you're like, man, I want to get around good energy. Yes, the tribe is great energy and is very empowering. Other people's stories will uplift you and you're actually going to get a whole lot of benefit. So once again, go to holisticlifestyletribe.com or internalspringcleaning.com and get access to everything. So to finalize it, I want to remind you that you have the unlimited power to break the strongholds, to step out of scarcity into prosperity, to wash your spirit clean and let God do the work that he's trying to do it, to step into your purpose, to make the vision clear and have a mission that you are never going to lose. Why? Because you're going to be fulfilled in the midst of it, but you got to see God, you got to fast, you got to pray, and you got to consecrate yourself. And that's my message. And I'm sticking to it. It's The Holistic Motivator. If you want to subscribe to this podcast, go to edtalksdaily.com and subscribe. Shout out to everybody. Y'all have a wonderful and blessed rest of your day. Peace.